Hey folks, Dan Froh here with your market update for August 29th, 2024. So NVIDIA earnings came out and they actually blew away the numbers, but the stock price is down. I'm going to explain to you how that is kind of in same reference as when we say the Federal Reserve's, they're telling us they're cutting rates, and by the time they cut the rates are already lower. So I'm going to put all that together for you. But in today's report, we have the initial jobless claims came out, the new GDP numbers came out, and then a kind of a preview on tomorrow's PCE numbers are coming out. So I want to bring it over to Rick Santelli. He's coming to us live from CNBC. He's going to go through all these numbers. It gets a little kind of confusing, I'll say. But when he comes back, I'm going to tie all this together for you so you can easily understand this and, you know, maybe kind of get a precursor of where the market direction is going to go for today. So without further ado, let's get over to Rick so he can explain to us all the major numbers that just hit the wire. So take it away, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, good morning, Becky. Initial jobless claims, continuing claims hitting the wire. One dozen weeks in a row above 1.8 million. We'll do continuing claims first. 1,868,000, very close to expectations. Last week was subtly revised from 1.863 million to 1.855. As I said, 12 consecutive weeks. Initial claims, 231,000, very close to expectations. And that is 2,000 less than a slightly revised 233,000. And if you continue to monitor these claims, it's been a while. 250,000 was a high watermark last week in July, and they have been on the low side since. In the 230s, we even had a 228. That was in the second week of August. And all these numbers, as Becky pointed out, continue to drive the notion that it's still a split decision on exactly how weak the labor market is getting. Now, let's turn towards GDP, a revision to the upside. Second quarter, second peak, moves from 2.8 on GDP to 3%. 3%. And just to put a face on that, the last quarter of 23 was 3.4. That's where we're comping to on the strength. Consumption also upgraded rather dramatically, 2.9% versus 2.3%. 2.9 also comps the last quarter of 23 when it was 3.3. Price index moves up as well to 2.5 from 2.3, and that comps to the first quarter of this year when it was 3.1%. And finally, if we look at the core PCE index quarter over quarter, it's the only metric here that came in on the light side, 2.8 versus 2.9. And of course, the recent high watermark was 3.7 in the first quarter of this year. You see yields moving up on this data, whether it was initial claims or the rather strong revisions on the GDP. And I do point out the price index moved up, core didn't, but it's still much closer to 3%.
Okay, so that's basically, then he goes into the equities and things like that. So that's what he's talking about. So let's get over and kind of dive into these numbers on our equity economic calendar. So continued jobless claims, what he was saying right through here. Let me put my cheaters on. We'll just kind of summarize through here because he already gave you the numbers. Continued claims went from 1.85 million to 1.86 million. Basically right in line there. We have the core PCE, he said, was previously 3.7. It's down to 2.8, a huge drop right there. GDP is up from 1.4 to 3. Okay, GDP pricing index, right, basically from 3.1 to 2.5. Trades, he's saying we're buying more exports than we are exporting. So that's that part of it. Initial jobless claims, again, right in line with expectations. Retail inventory ex autos, right in line with expectations. Now, here's where the wheels fall off. Pending home sales down 5% from up 5%. So a huge move from there. Will it continue? Well, I think it's not going to continue. We've been getting very, very, very busy. And the reason why is rates are coming down. Okay, so this is basically telling me, I think we're going to have a soft landing pulled off by the Federal Reserve. So let's kind of dive into these numbers a little bit. Let's go over to first thing we see. U.S. economy grew at 3%. Okay, a recession is when you have a negative number in the GDP for two or three consecutive quarters, however they deem that anymore, because they keep changing, you know, the definition of that. But if we're at 3%, we're far away from a negative. Okay, so that's number one. Next thing is the Fed will focus on the employment numbers because they said at Jackson Hole, inflation's coming in line, and they probably have more data than we do, but it's now the jobs numbers that we're looking at. So if we want to take a kind of a deep dive into the jobs reports, this is right through here, the Labor Department. All right. So down through here, this is all employees right through here. And this is how many employees were hired. Okay, so recently we had 216,108, and everybody's saying that's really, really, really bad. But if you go back through, look at the 216. You go through here, it's lower there, same there, lower there, lower there. So is it, you know, these weren't years where we were in, you know, huge recessions or anything of that sort. In January or March, we had 310. You can go back through there. That's kind of in line other than a couple different blips through here. This is because of COVID. Look through here, 220. This is 20,000 people lost their jobs. And then they kind of came back gradually throughout this equation right through here. So the jobs numbers are, I'm going to say they're not that bad. Okay, that's that part of it. Now, here's a learning lesson or a teaching lesson for you. NVIDIA came out yesterday, and I'll show you their earnings in a second, but the stock is down right now. Let me see if I can refresh this. I don't know if it's live. Let's see. Yeah, it's down. So NVIDIA's stock is down 5%. All right. Well, did they come out with bad earnings? Was it terrible? Well, no. If you go over here, you say, with revenue reaching $30 billion, up 122% year over year. So their revenue is up 155% and 15% quarter over quarter. It's huge numbers. This strong performance translated into adjusted earnings per share of 68 cents a share from 64 cents a share. Why is the stock down? It's right there here. The answer to the question we have, look at NVIDIA's corporate outlook, the outlook. Okay, so what I want to explain to you guys is how all this is transposing into mortgages and so forth. So what's been happening is we've been getting all this news that the Federal Reserve is going to cut, employment numbers aren't so good, inflation's coming down, things like that. So it's the rumors that were coming out, like NVIDIA, its stock kept going up and up and up, just hoping that the earnings were, I don't know what they wanted the earnings to be. I think they wanted them up 200%, but it got a little bit ahead of its skis. So now we're seeing a pullback in NVIDIA, and NVIDIA had over 100% increase in their sales. So now you can see how, you know, a lot of things move on the rumors and the guidance, and then once that news actually takes place, it's already built in. So that's what we're seeing with mortgage rates. You're going to see mortgage rates continue to drop. And then when the Federal Reserve comes out and actually drops rates, then we're going to focus in on what? Right through here, exactly what they're telling you. The answer to the question is look at their corporate outlook. Look at the Federal Reserve's outlook. Okay, so that's what you have to pay attention to. So let's get back to here. Here's where mortgage rates are. Let's check the bond market right now. It is down 6 ticks. That means the rates aren't going to do anything, folks. So they absorb these numbers pretty darn well. Now, tomorrow's agenda is a little bit, it's going into the core PCE. These are the real, real, real numbers that come out, not a precursor or anything. So this will be market movers tomorrow, potentially, because this is the inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. They're expecting right now the core PCE year over year to go from 2.6 up a little bit to 2.7. I don't know, based on the numbers that were the precursor numbers we're having today right through here, it's looking like that number might surprise us, but you'll never know until the data comes out. So my name is Dan Frio. If you're out there and you're like, Dan, what do you do? Who do you do? You're an economist. What are you? Actually, I'm just a loan officer. I'm just a measly loan officer out here trying to educate you guys on real estate, because you have to go into this. You're probably, if you're looking to buy a house or maybe your first investment property, it's going to be the biggest asset you have. But unfortunately, it's going to be the biggest debt you ever have. So make sure you get counseling with this. I'd love to help you. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I can navigate you through this. I've been doing it for 35 years. I've been through the ups, the downs, the bad, and the great. So love to hear from you. Go to therateupdate.com. That's our website. Right through here is all the information you're going to need. If you're looking to buy a house, I'll give you just a little bit of a hint. Right up through here is a grant finder. You can go there. You can find grants throughout the whole country and also within the Chicagoland area. The nice thing about these, there's no lien on your property. The Chicago grant does have a lien on your property for 5 years, but if you don't refinance or pay it off in that time, it's forgiven. So check out those grants. But if you want to get the ball rolling, you can hit the apply now button, or you could scroll roll over to the side and you can give us a call. What's that number? Right through here, 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me at dan@therateupdate.com. And yes, that's me. And I will be answering your phone calls and your emails. So thanks so much for reaching out, folks. Look forward to hearing from you. And I will be back at the closing bell to see how all this transpired and ended for the day. Thanks so much for watching. God bless. See you later. Bye-bye.